Someone asked, should we be buying meat from the supermarket as most of it is halal? That was coming off the back of this morning and Paul's warnings about eating different meat. I think if we would look at 1 Corinthians 10, verses 25 and 26 help us to answer that, and just picking up on some things that Ben said this morning. So verses 25 and 26 say this: eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So it's fine to eat the meat that we buy in Tesco's or Sainsbury's or Asda or wherever else might be other supermarkets are available. We don't have to worry about that because... and similarly then in verse 27, if you go to an unbeliever's house, eat whatever is put in front of you without raising questions of confidence, of conscience. It's fine to eat what's put in front of you when you go to eat with an unbeliever. There's no need for paranoia about what we eat because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. It doesn't affect us. But then in verses 28 to 33, as Ben was helping us to see this morning, the response shifts in terms of what we do and don't eat. If the unbeliever who is serving us the food makes a point of drawing attention to the origin of the meat, implying that by eating it, you are joining in with his worship of an idol. That's where it becomes a problem, because at that point, by eating, you seem to be condoning his worship of an idol and you're leading him astray. In which case, says Paul, we are to refuse to eat in that situation, not because you're at risk by doing so, but because you might deceive the other person. So it's driven always by Paul's concern. I'm not seeking my own good, but the good of the many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So we can eat whatever meat we beat in Tesco's, unless of course it's out of date. That would be bad. But the key thing is always the motivation is that others might be won and others might be saved.